Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition, and you can join in by clicking on the links that you see on the show page below. And now, let's celebrate our wonderful connection with Creator and prepare our hearts for worship. Good morning, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving. On this Harvest Thanksgiving, we give thanks for the many blessings that fill our lives, for love, for the gifts of the harvest, for every good thing that we enjoy. Today, we're mindful of all those blessings that fill our lives. We wish you and your loved ones a blessed and wonderful Thanksgiving. Now, let's take a moment to invite Creator into our hearts and offer our thanks for everything that we've received.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. The collect of the day. Creator of the fruitful earth, you made us stewards of all things. Give us grateful hearts for all your goodness and your steadfast wills to use your bounty well, that the whole human family today and in generations to come may with us give thanks for the riches of your creation. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 20, beginning at the first verse. Then God spoke all these words, I am Lord, your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do your work. Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long in the land of the Lord your God. The land of the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or male or female slave, or ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. When all the people witnessed the thunder and lightning, the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, they were afraid and trembled and stood at a distance and said to Moses, you speak to us and we will listen, but do not let God speak to us or we will die. Moses said to the people, do not be afraid, for God has come only to test you and to put the fear of him upon you so that you do not sin. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm between the lections today is Psalm 19.
The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. There is no speech, nor other words. Their voice is not heard, yet their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In the heavens he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like bridegroom from his wedding canopy, and like a strong man runs his course with joy. Its rising is in the end of the heavens, and its circuit in the end of them, and nothing is hid from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing in the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. But who can detect their errors? Clear me from hidden faults. Keep back your servant also from the insolent. Do not let them have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Reading from the letter of Paul to the Philippians, chapter 3, beginning at the 4th verse. If anyone has reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the 8th day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. Yet whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached this goal, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Listen to another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenants and went to another country. When the harvest time had come, he sent his slaves to the tenants to collect his produce. But the tenant seized his slaves and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other slaves, more than the first, and they treated them the same way. Finally, he sent his son, saying, "They will respect my son." But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let's kill him and get his inheritance." So they seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. Now when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to these tenants? They said to him, "He will put those wretches to a miserable death and lease the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the end of harvest time." Jesus said to them, "Have you read the scriptures? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and this is the Lord's doing, and is amazing in our eyes. Therefore, I tell you, The kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that produces the fruits of the kingdom. The one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, and it will crush anyone on whom it falls. When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard this parable, they realized that he was speaking about them. They wanted to arrest him, but feared the crowds because they regarded him as a prophet. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Our homilist this morning is the Reverend Denise Waldron.
In the first reading today, Priest Janet talked about the Ten Commandments. I want to zone in a little bit on the tenth, which reads, "You shall not covet your neighbor's house, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or male or female slave, or ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor." Of all of the commandments, the tenth commandment appears to be the most controversial in modern society. Some say it can be the most difficult to adhere to and the most difficult to justify imposing upon others. Let's talk about that a little bit. Covet is a very old word. We don't use it much today. What does it mean in the tenth commandment? Does it mean we should not indulge in any sort of desire and envy? Is yearning for what others have wrong because humans may endeavor to actually steal the assets of others? Or is it rather that desire is wrong in and of itself? An argument for stealing what you covet could perhaps be made, but it would be far more difficult to defend plain old desire or envy today. Well, we know it's wrong to steal. Who hasn't wanted something that wasn't theirs once or twice? Another modern issue with this commandment is the addition of wife, side by side the material possessions. It's hard to think of this commandment in modern moralities when there doesn't seem to be anything against coveting another's husband, which seems to say the commandment was only directed at men. The inclusion of women alongside material possessions suggests that women were considered property, which can be seen and interpreted in many Hebrew scriptures. While there's a slight improvement in some interpretations of this, one of note is the Catholic version, which separates the wife out from the rest of the items. It goes like this: "Neither shall you covet your neighbor's wife. Neither shall you desire your neighbor's house or field or male or female slave or ox or donkey or anything that belongs to your neighbor." Modern day society has abandoned many of the biblical concepts mentioned in this commandment. Women are generally regarded as free individuals today, equal to men, and not classed as property. But it's still okay to covet someone else's husband, apparently, if you take the commandment literally. And let's talk about the S word here, slaves. The ancient Hebrews and some other cultures embraced slavery. This was accepted and normal in those societies back in the day. In modern times, well, it's not. This commandment fails to take this into account. Slavery has been abolished, mostly around the world, although near slavery is still found in many parts of the world. With so much controversy here, how can we in 2017 live this commandment without embracing the outdated parts? Well, let's talk about Dale. He's 40. He works in a warehouse. He's been there for 20 years doing the same job. Dale never gets bored with his job, but he never advances or makes any more money. People he worked with in the beginning have moved up the corporate ladder, make more money, and have seemingly better lives. One such co-worker is Jason. He started out in the warehouse as a summer student when he was in university. After graduation, he was hired full-time as a junior sales rep. He always made his budget, attended sales seminars, and was eager to learn. At 32, he became the sales manager. Every 2 years, he bought a brand new truck. His last one was an F-450 super limited Ford worth $100,000. It had a special satin chrome grille, as well as power running boards that drop down as the floor is open to provide an easy step up into its very high cab. On the inside, the truck had lots of two-tone leather, real wood trim, heated and cooled massaging seats, a premium 10-speaker stereo, and a big panoramic moon roof with a retractable shade. Well, Dale was beside himself with envy. Stealing it certainly was out of the question in his mind, but he coveted it day and night. In fact, he was so green with envy, he could no longer speak to or listen to Jason. He was so angry and thought it was so unfair. Dale was also not fond of the HR manager, Natalie. She started out in the factory, and in fact, they used to eat lunch together at the same table. He used to like her. Then she started taking classes at night school. Her lunch breaks were then spent studying. In 5 years, she managed to graduate with a human resource degree. Natalie not only worked full-time, went to school, but she also tutored kids. She was a smart one. Dale looked at her as a threat to his job. She, as the HR person, could turf him out if someone came along better than him. Over the years, Dale was offered courses to take that might have improved his position in the company. He never liked school, told people he was lucky to have graduated from high school. Dale's envy didn't stop at work. He barely spoke to his brother, Guillermo. His brother wasn't married. He didn't own a home, but he lived frugally, which allowed him a 2-week camping vacation every year. Usually, he went to Hoop and Holler Bend, Manitoba. Guillermo spoke of the great culture, flat roads, and excellent local handicrafts, including prairie-inspired tea cozies. Well, Dale thought that was unfair as well. His yearly vacation was a 3-day trip to Pickering with his wife and son to visit his aunt and uncle, and he always thought his uncle was kind of weird, too. So how can Dale incorporate the 10th commandment into his life in a positive way? Well, one thing he can do is he can talk to his friend, his ex-friend, Jason, and he could say to Jason, "I absolutely love your F-450 super limited Ford worth $100,000. It's a beautiful truck. I've always wanted one." "Who knows," Jason might say to him, "do you want to go for a ride? Or how about, here are the keys. Take it for a spin." He could also talk to his friend Natalie and tell her how proud he is of her for working full-time, going to university full-time, tutoring others, and how amazing of a woman she was, that she worked her way up out of the factory. And he could also talk to his brother, Guillermo. He could say, "You know what? We don't want to go to Pickering anymore. How about we load you up in our minivan and we all go camping together? We could split the gas." And then maybe he too could check out the prairie-inspired tea cozies. So it's possible to say that when a person covets the possessions of another person, they're perhaps not grateful or content with what they have. If you spend a lot of time wishing for things you don't have, you're not spending enough time appreciating the things you do have, things that God gave you. So on this weekend, take a minute, give thanks for all that you have, and remember, God is always listening when you pray to Him for things that you perhaps would like.
Let us give thanks to God our Father, always and for everything, saying, "We thank you, Lord, for the beauty and wonder of creation.
We thank you, Lord,
for all that is gracious in the lives of men and women, revealing the image of Christ.
We thank you, Lord,
for our daily food, for our homes and families and friends.
We thank you, Lord,
for minds to think and hearts to love.
We thank you, Lord,
for health, strength, strength and skill to work, and for leisure to rest and play.
We thank you, Lord.
For those who are brave and courageous, patient in suffering, and faithful in adversity.
We thank you, Lord.
For all who pursue peace, justice, and truth.
We thank you, Lord.
Today, we give thanks especially for the brave men and women assisting those killed and injured in Edmonton and Las Vegas, as well as all those responding to the aftermath of the hurricanes and earthquakes, and those who continue to battle wildfires.
We thank you, Lord.
For all the saints whose lives have reflected the light of Christ.
We thank you, Lord.
For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted. Songs of praise are being offered. Bread and wine is being blessed to nurture God's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God and give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things and give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and every moment of the day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ, reaching out with compassion and healing. May we be the understanding of Christ, and see all as our brother and sister, and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
Which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. May the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us this day and evermore. Amen.
Go forth in the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.